I can hardly understand how it is possible that the representatives of the European Union, those who have the responsibility of keeping peace in the European Union, try to expand its borders. Peacefully, yes, but to expand the borders to Ukraine. They are trying to do this in a status and condition in which Ukraine has been almost for a year in war with Russia. And they perhaps have not recorded in the registrations and in their files that the first assertion of Russia regarding Ukraine was as simple as saying that the Russians are not going to admit at any stake and by no means an expansion of the NATO, an expansion of the European Union into the territories that were a part of the historical Russia, and in particular, to be more precise, the SSSR, the SSSR, the Soviet Union. Now, if they are trying to expand their borders against, which is the most important assertion of the current Russia under Putin, what do they expect towards regarding peace? I mean, they are expanding a war. They are not protecting our peace. If they think that the Russians, not only Putin, are going to admit so easily that Ukraine enters into the European Union, leaving thus the Soviet Union, the Russian Union, they're dreaming. And they are expanding our war. Now, the second point is, which is the democratic founding, which are the democratic foundings of such a power? Because the European Union cannot as such, and has not as such, a democratic legitimation. If you try to see where there are real elections and real sovereignty in the European Union, you must go to the national parliaments, not the European Parliament, which has no sovereignty. There is no European sovereignty. There is no European nation. And there is no European, yes, there is a union, an economic union, with the Treaty of Lisbon and so on. But no democratic legitimation of those who are currently sitting in the European Commission. That's what we've got. And those are the people who are leading us to another war by expanding the European Union towards territories that have been already set as very, very clearly as harmful by our neighbour, the ancient Russia. Now, I find that this is most irresponsible, and I think these policies must be condemned. These European policies must be condemned, stopped immediately, and those who have begun with them are to be banned and set off their position there and returned to the nations to be ordinary civilians and to be forgotten by the people as soon as possible.